Friday's normally a really quiet day at uni, so this is lovely to actually see lots of people. Maybe lectures haven't started yet, shoots haven't started yet. My name's Andrew, as Aaron said, and I'm one of the staff workers here at Evangelical Students. In the next couple of minutes, I wanted to share with you a little bit about who we are as Evangelical Students, what we're on about, and why getting involved in ES is a great opportunity for you to grow in your faith if you're a Christian, or to investigate Jesus further if you're new to Christianity. This semester in our uni Bible talks, which we normally run on Tuesdays at 12 and Wednesdays at 12 downstairs, this semester in our uni Bible talks, we're going to be looking at a part of the Bible called the Gospel according to Mark. And this is the way Mark begins his gospel about Jesus. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. That is, what Mark is on about is good news. Now, good news is we've actually got a room here. That's great, rather than actually having to ship people across campus somewhere else. Being the first week of lectures as well, sometimes just finding your lecture room on time, that is good news, or finding a park, the bus turning up on time. In the first century, though, good news or gospel was an official proclamation. This was something which the Roman Empire would announce for everyone. It was news of a momentous event, something which had profound implications for the whole empire. And so what you would get is you would get messengers. They would be gospelers. And their job was to take this news throughout the empire so that everyone could hear and enjoy enjoy the benefits of this good news. Like the empire has won a great victory against their enemies, things like that. Now, here at UQ, there are over 200 clubs, student clubs. You probably got a sense of something of that last week with orientation week, market day, all the stalls there. There are sporting clubs and political clubs. There are faculty clubs. Some of your faculties actually have their own clubs as well. And they're great for things like networking and people who are meeting people who are of like mind to you. There's a whole bunch of other clubs as well, which are just there just for the fun of it, right? Wine and cheese. Now, I don't know if UQ is particularly concerned with the wine industry, but having a wine and cheese club just sounds like a great idea to me. There's clubs for photography, for if you're into Harry Potter, all those sort of things as well. Now, ES, I like to think we are a fun group. Right. We've got socials. You'll hear about some of them that are coming up, faculty socials. We've got a first year camp. We've got guys and girls camp coming up around Easter time. There's a lot of stuff. Actually, being part of a community of people is just a lot of fun. But ES is more than just fun and socials. You see, this word evangelical comes from the word gospel. In other words, what unites us, what shapes us and defines us is that we are about this momentous news, about living it and proclaiming it. And so this good news is all about Jesus. You can see that in the opening to Mark's book. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus. This semester, we're going to be inviting people to read Mark's gospel with us. And one thing you need to know is that these gospel accounts about the life of Jesus are not just a record of random sayings about Jesus or some impressive stories about miracles and healings. But what you see as you read these gospels, you see not just about Jesus, but you see how people engage with Jesus, how they meet him as well. And so as we do that, then this is why we're inviting people to read it with us. It invites us to meet Jesus as well, to consider, who is Jesus? Why is his death and resurrection so important? If Mark is right, that understanding Jesus and living for him is the most important thing, then it can't be just a side interest for Christians. like some people are into Harry Potter, some people are into 2020 cricket, and you're into Jesus. It can't be just this side interest. If Mark is right in saying that this momentous news about who Jesus is and what his death and resurrection actually achieve, then being a Christian can't be a sideline hobby. Instead, the radical news is that instead of trying to fit Jesus into your life, then everything else in your life needs to revolve around him. I wasn't a Christian when I started at uni here as an undergraduate all those years ago. I thought I was. As a family, we didn't regularly go to church. Instead, I thought being a Christian was someone who tried to live a good and moral life in the hope that, you know, that would be enough for God. But I had some friends who invited me to church. And it was my friends' parents, as they said to their kids, look, when you get to university, make sure you get involved in a Christian group. So that's how I got involved in ES. As a 17-year-old, I turned up to uni and I started coming along to ES. And let me just tell you, there were two things in particular about ES which had a profound impact on me. The first thing was that I heard the Bible taught and explained in a way that just made sense. It made sense of the world in which I lived. It explained why the world is the way it is. And as I looked at that, it also made sense of my own heart. It explained to me why I am the way I am as well. And so rather than being a collection of these random stories about morality, the Bible was this coherent whole that actually had the death and resurrection of Jesus, not just at the very heart of the message of the Bible, but actually of God's plans for the whole world. This is what being involved in ES did for me. The second way in which being involved in ES had a huge impact on me was community. I made friends at uni who were like me, who were studying the same thing as me. There's lots of engineers anyway. You could probably, you know, poke a stick at any guy around here, and they're half of them probably doing engineering. Anyway, I made lots of friends at uni here who were like me, and that was really great. But as I met the Christians in ES, that was not just encouraging, but I also found those friendships challenging as well as attractive. You see, I was drawn to them to think more about what it is that I believed. What I could see in my friends is that they actually believed this. I could see in their lives that they actually believed that Jesus was Lord. I could see that not just in their sexual ethics or how they thought about their career, but it showed in the way they saw themselves, their identity, body image, the way they related to their parents, attitude to part-time work, how they spent their holidays, their money, all these areas. I got to see in my friends' lives that Jesus was the center. These were people who modeled for me the sort of person that I wanted to be. That's a second way in which ES had a huge impact on me. As I finish today, I want to just highlight for you three myths. I wonder if you've heard some of these before. The first myth goes like this: that I already go to church, so I don't need a Christian group on campus. You might be from a large church, you might be from a small church, you may not go to church. But it's really important for us as we think about what does it mean to be involved in a Christian group on campus. We're not trying to draw you away from your church and bring them to someone else's church. We actually think that all Christians should be active members of their local church. But there's something really special, unique about the opportunity that we have here at university. And this is why evangelical students, we have as our slogan, we want to grow students in the Word of God and be trained together to reach the campus and the world for Christ. I take it that if you're here for 3, 4, or 5 days a week for the engineers, then this is the place where you are to work out what it means to live as a Christian and proclaim Jesus as Lord. The second myth goes like this. The most important thing is to do well at uni. Now, look, be really careful here. Of course, uni is important. That's why you're here. Don't get me wrong. You need to be responsible in your studies. Do what's reasonably expected of you to qualify for your degree. And do a good job. And as I think about this, my mind goes to thinking about my dentist. My dentist is a Christian, and that's a great blessing. In fact, she came through ES as a student, so she's an old friend. But let me tell you, when I am sitting in that chair and I hear the sound of the drill going and she's telling me that, look, we've got to do a little bit of work here, what's going to give me comfort? It's not that she's a Christian. Though maybe that may affect it. May convince me that she's telling the truth. No. What's actually going to give me comfort? That she knows what she's talking about. She's actually paid attention in class. She's done the work, passed her exams. She's actually going to do a good job. In other words, and this is, this is a message for some of you. It's not honouring to God or loving to other people if you think being flaky in your studies is a virtue. Okay, I need to say that. Having said that, it is also worth remembering that these are the sort of things which the world will love you for. Things like your education. You are here at the University of Queensland. It's a sandstone university. You're not at QUT. You're not at Griffith. Right? You are here. This is one of the Group of Eight universities. In the world's eyes, already, you haven't graduated yet, but already you are a somebody. And there are other things in which the world will love you for. Things like maybe your relationship status, what company perhaps you ultimately work for, how much money you earn, what postcode you have, where you go away on holidays. These are all the things which the world will say, you are someone special, you have made it. Your life has value and importance because of those things. But the gospel reminds us that God does not love you on the basis of your GPA. He doesn't love you more if you get 7s as opposed to 6s, 5s or 4s. What's God concerned about? God's plan, this is in the language of Ephesians chapter 1, God's plan is to bring all things in heaven and on earth under the lordship of Jesus. And God's concern is that people come to know him, to be reconciled to him as they hear about the good news, the gospel of Jesus, that his death and resurrection means payment for sin, reconciliation, that we're no longer enemies of God, but we're now friends. We've been adopted as his children. The day will come when you'll retire. The day will come when you'll get some terminal illness. The day will come when you can no longer play touch football like you used to. Right? Those things don't define you in your value as a human being. Uni is not the most important thing in the world. The last myth goes like this. The only way for me to survive as a Christian at uni is to keep my faith to myself, just to keep your mouth shut. You might feel intimidated by the prospect of uni. I think regardless of what size your high school was, UQ is a big place. Geographically, it's big in terms of lectures. You can have lectures up to 500 people. That is huge. It's very intimidating. And even especially at this time of the year, you walk into a room and you look around and you're looking for a sympathetic face. Someone who's just going to accept you and welcome and just smile at you and say hi. You want to make friends. And the desire to have people like you is very strong. You don't want to give the wrong impression. I feel that too. But you remember, following his resurrection, Jesus said that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, so therefore go and make disciples. You see, the reality is rather than keeping quiet, actually being a public Christian on campus, rather than jeopardizing your faith, is actually going to strengthen you. It's like going to the gym. You may not be so enthusiastic about it at the start, but actually when you get there and you put in the effort and your body gets stretched beyond what is just comfortable in your relaxed position, that's how you grow. That's how you get stronger. That's how you can do greater things. And I think that's exactly what happens with your faith. If you're a public Christian on campus, that's the way. You're not going to survive. You're actually going to thrive at uni. This is a week of new beginnings. You've got new classes, probably making new friends as well. It's a good time to think about how you begin and what that's pointing to in terms of what your destination is going to be. Where do you want to get to? You can imagine that for someone who thinks that life is all about their career and their achievements, then study and networking, even people relationships, are only going to be a means to your to serving your own personal goals. You see, that's what that person is going to do. If you're the sort of person who thinks that life is all about fun and pleasure and experience, then you're going to do the bare minimum just to scrape through with those fours, maybe a few threes, if your course allows you to do that. Because all that matters is not what happens Monday to Friday, but Saturday and Sunday. That's what really matters. But if Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and this is the momentous news which God is using to bring people to himself and to transfer people from darkness to light, that all of history, not just the Bible, is centered around this one person, it invites us to ask the question, will my life demonstrate that Jesus is the most important thing in the world? And I think being involved in a community of Christians on campus like ES is a great way to grow in your faith and to be trained together to reach the campus and the world for Christ. Thanks. Over to you, Aaron.